My name is Jawed Muhammad. I'm 16 years old. Today is June 4th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Shafika Muhammad, my older sister. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. Okay, my first question is, can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? And can you tell me about some of the most important lessons this person has taught you?
The biggest influence in my life is my dad. He taught me to never give up and to always give others, and that you'll receive everything back that you've given them.
Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories of your life?
When me and my family went to the lake, we all swam there, and we rented a boat, and my dad didn't know how to drive the boat, so my uncle had to jump into the boat.
We got stuck in the middle of the lake.
And my uncle had to jump in and fix the boat and bring it all back. It was one of the funny moments.
Okay, so can you talk about your childhood? How was your childhood? Would you say it was a happy one? And just describe some of the things you used to do as a kid.
My childhood was definitely a happy one. I had a lot of people surrounded by me. I had a lot of family members. They would give me everything I wanted. I basically just hung out with Jawed, hung out with my brothers. I hung out with my cousins, which I was thankful to have. Cousins that were my age, and I knew I could have somebody to talk to growing up.
So you never felt alone? You always felt like you had somebody, since we have such a large family?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you're graduating high school in next Wednesday. What would you like to say about your overall high school experience? Was it a good one? And do you feel like high school has prepared you for college?
I feel like my overall high school experience was a good one. I did have to move schools. So going to a new school, meeting new friends, having a new system and everything, I think it was all right. I don't think they helped us out as much in college. I feel like they could have done a little bit more. They didn't really tell us what to do. They gave us sort of a small talk and just kind of let us go our way and figure it out.
So ourselves. How would you have liked them to better prepare you for college?
More classes on it. If we could have more meetings, or they could have more assemblies, tell us what to do, bring counselors in.
Like describing the college process, yeah. Or college classes?
Yeah, describing what to do, what is best to take for your majors.
Okay. So right now, can you describe what you do in your job?
I am a respite worker. I help kids with special needs. I help the parents take time off their hands. They can go ahead and relax and everything, and I take care of the children. Basically, we do whatever is fun for them. We go out on outings, we stay home, we read books, we play with toys. Whatever they feel like doing is whatever we go along with. We help them with their behaviors. We show them how to do the right thing, show them how to do the wrong things, because they don't understand what they're doing, so we're teaching them how to do all those stuff.
Would you say it's a enjoyable job? Do you enjoy helping other people?
I love helping other people. I have many nieces and nephews myself, so going out to help a lot more kids is something that I really love to do.
Would you like to keep doing this in the future? Would you get a degree in this and make this your career, or is this just what you're doing right now?
No, I am definitely going to make it my career. I'm planning to go into child and family development and make this into something bigger, hopefully start my own company in the same way. I'm planning to do this long term.
Okay. So what are you most proud of, and why does this make you feel proud? Like an accomplishment in your life or anything like that?
I don't know. I think I'm most proud of my job. It's just a way that I can help out with kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way where I could just show myself, my true self, show what I'm able to do, help others who are definitely in need. Yeah, that's the most thing I'm proud of.
So what do you like to do on a day-to-day basis? What are some of your hobbies and interests?
I like to read a lot. I like to read. I like to learn about more ways that I could.
What kind of books do you like to read?
Any type of books. Anything that I find interesting, I'll usually pick up.
And like read. Books on Wattpad, usually? You're always on that app.
I deleted that app a long time ago. No, I'm more into, ever since I took AP Lit, I'm more into the classics, like The Great Gatsby. Mm, the
classics.
The classics.
Okay, what are some of your other interests, like TV shows or anything like that? Would you, like, what do you like to watch? What are some of your favorite movies and TV shows?
I like to watch comedies and action movies. My favorite movies are probably like all the superhero movies. I'm currently watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is a comedy. So I like to watch stuff that make me laugh.
So you like comedies better than like action or like dramas?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you like to be remembered by people around you and by those who know you?
I think I would like to be remembered as helpful. I wouldn't want to be remembered as somebody who didn't do anything to help others. I think with what I'm doing in my life right now and how I'm trying to help others, I want people to know that I did try. So I want them to see me as someone to look up to and be like, oh, I want to be like this person.
You want people to like be proud of you, mm-hmm. and appreciate you.
Yeah.
So for your great grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? Like, what piece of advice would you give someone?
I would give them the advice that my dad gave me, was to whatever you have, however much you have, you give to others, you give to charity, you always get something back. Good karma always comes back to you if you do something good for somebody else.
Is that a major part? Like, does that affect your daily life? Do you try to do good things so good things can happen to you?
Yeah, I do. I try to help others around me. I try to help my mom, help my brothers, help my sisters, in any way that I can, so all the help can come back. All their love can come back to me and all the good stuff can come back to me.
Have you enjoyed growing up in San Diego? Would you say it is, has been a good city for you?
Yeah, I think I'm actually blessed to be growing up in San Diego.
Would you rather have lived somewhere else?
No. I know a lot of people who are dying to come to San Diego and say they want to live in San Diego, and I think we take it for granted because we've been here for so long, mm-hmm. and we know everything and we kind of want to leave. But I think even if we leave, go on vacation, like, this would always be home. We would always want to come back here.
Okay. Okay, so you said you had a lot of you have a lot of nieces and nephews. How do you think that has helped you grow in your life and like mature and like prepared you for your job and just overall helped you grow as a person?
I've had nieces and nephews. My first nephew was born when I was around 11, 12 years old. So I've always been around children, especially even when I was younger. I always had baby cousins that I was taking care of. The parents would always hand them off to me and ask me to play with them, to babysit them. So I feel like all those taking care of babies and kids, I feel like I had to mature even faster in order to learn how to take care of them. I had to basically become a mother at a young age and learn how to do things. Like I said, my first nephew was born when I was like 12 years old, so I started taking care of children at that age. I would be changing their diapers, changing their clothes, showering them, feeding them, just daily basis.
Do you feel like that's made you a more responsible person?
Yeah, it definitely helped me think more responsibly on how to, like, if I'm going outside, where's the children, what are they doing, 3 meals a day, what do they want to eat, healthy foods. It definitely like made me, my thoughts come to like as a mother, like I said, just focusing on the children, becoming responsible.
So taking care of kids has, you said, has made you more responsible and more mature as a person. How do you think that helped you in your high school years?
It helped me realize that I had to be the best person for myself as well. Not only taking care of children and being responsible for them, I had to be responsible for my own future. It made me study harder. It made me go to tutoring, cut down time where I was just kind of slacking off and having fun and focus more on my studies. It just made me realize that in order to do good for myself, I have to be responsible to have a great future ahead of me.
What is one of the most important things to you, like, that you hold dearest to your heart, like family, something like that?
I think I have two. I think I have family and love. I feel like with family, you always have to have a strong connection with them. That's like your strong grip. That's, you have to have family with you. If you don't have family, I feel like you don't have really anything, if that makes any sense. And second is love. I feel like everybody has to spread love around the world, because the more hatred that comes, especially with the times now, as everyone is hating and there is just a lot of hatred in the world, I feel like with more love that's spread, a lot of people can take that into their mind and be like, hey, this person loves me, I don't have to be like this. Especially with those who are going through like mental illnesses, who are depressed, who have others, like they need the love and they need family as well, support with them. So I feel like it kind of ties in with anything that anybody is going through. They need family and love in order to keep going.
So what is your favorite childhood memory of me?
There's three that come to my mind. The first was when we were, this is all when we were children. We would wake up early and come downstairs and turn on the TV. We would go to the music section, and we would just rock out in our own living room. We would sing songs to AFI because we wouldn't be allowed to listen to it on our own. And at that time, nobody was there, so we just do it on our own. The second is when we were playing in my mom and dad's room, and you thought I said a bad word, which I did not.
You probably did.
You did not. And you told our older sister, and she ended up taking away one of my lip glosses that I never got back. Even now, like, I completely missed that lip gloss. It was so good. And the third was when we would go outside and we made up our own language. And we were trying to make, you try to make your own language, and I tried to make my own, and we would see whose language was better. It was always, it always ended up that yours was better because you were, like, always a faster thinker than me. Yeah, but those are the three memories that come to mind.
Okay, my next question is, how was it growing up with a lot of siblings? We had 7 siblings growing up, especially me and you were the 2 youngest.
I feel like especially because we were the 2 youngest, we always had somebody to look up to. If we had a problem, we had somebody we can go to. I know our cousins, the oldest ones, they always tell me that you're so lucky, you have somebody in your life to go to when you have problems. For us, we just depend on ourselves or our parents to go to, which they don't really know because they come from Afghanistan, so they don't really know what's the problems in this, in America is. So we always had somebody to look up to. We always had somebody to take care of us. I feel like, especially in our younger years when we would just be laying around at home and we'd be bored, our brother would come pick us up, be like, hey, we're gonna go out to eat, and we'll go out to eat, we'll go to a movie. We'd always have fun with them. Mm-hmm. I feel like with a bigger family, we always had somebody to talk to. I never really felt like I went through a lot of hardships because I was always there to talk to somebody. There was always somebody there who noticed if something was wrong, and they would come up to us and tell us, like, hey, what's going on? I do feel like the one downfall was that with this big family, like, our parents couldn't really focus on one child. There was too many to focus on. Like, I know my sister practically raised us. She was changing our diapers, she was feeding us, because my mom had other kids to look at, the household, her husband to look at. So I feel like Nowadays, we do have time where we, because it's a smaller family now, because everybody's married and off, so we both right now have our parents' attention, but we, as we were growing up, it was more our siblings' attention on us rather than our parents.
All right, well, that wraps it up. Thank you for allowing me to interview you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.